here online and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, I'm Emma Ryan with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, a Glendies MD councillor is warning that if new wind farm regulations are not changed, community and family conflict will be inevitable. The Taoiseach has rowed back on reports that maintain he was against free school transport. It's emerged that a scammer attempted to withdraw over €6,000 from a person's bank account in Ballyshannon, and Donegal County Council is seeking expressions of interest for a new enterprise building in Burtonport. These stories do follow in full, plus more, and we'll have all the latest in sport coming up with Kenny Harkin. But first in news, a Glendies MD councillor is warning if new wind farm regulations are not changed, community and family conflict will be inevitable. A provision that allowed councils to declare scenic areas exempt is being withdrawn, and Councillor Mary Therese Gallagher says if this isn't challenged, areas such as Errigal and Maharorty could face applications. She says the council must do everything it can to fight this and seek an early meeting with the minister. She's also urging people to make their views known to the government. She says if it is not withdrawn, there will be conflict.
We're going to have major conflict. As I said at the meeting here today, 37 members of Donegal County Council sat down together. Us as six members here put forward a proposal to include EP23, which I suppose to any right-minded, fair person, what it actually included, the policy was that all our EHSAs, so especially high scenic amenity areas, so if you say like the likes of Bloody Foreland, Portneuf, Crowy Head, Hornhead, you know, you think of the beaches and everything that's along the west coast, along with the Gibara River Basin and Glenveagh National Park and the surrounding area. We put that in, you know, so that there wouldn't be turmoil within communities, that wind energy companies could not apply to put wind energy or to put farms in those locations. However, the minister, in his wisdom in Dublin, with the stroke of a pen, has taken that policy out. It's completely unacceptable. There's either local democracy or there's not. So we have a serious fight in our hands now to ensure that, I suppose, our natural assets, our natural resources are protected, and that our communities are also protected. By doing this, it opens up any application anywhere in the county.
The Taoiseach has rowed back on reports that maintained he was against free school transport. Leo Varadkar says he doesn't think its introduction was a mistake, but there is a case to be made for nominal charges. It comes as some children in Donegal are still waiting for a place on the school bus this year, almost 2 weeks into the academic year. The Taoiseach says he understands why it was introduced, to help families with the cost of living crisis.
Just in relation to school transport being free, let me be very clear, I don't think it's a mistake. I think it's something that is going to be a benefit to a lot of people and was brought in to help families with reducing the cost of living. What I said is a little bit more nuanced than that, and it is that when you make something entirely free, inevitably you're going to see an increase in demand. So there is a case, I think, sometimes for nominal charges, and we've seen that work well in other areas.
It's emerged that a scammer attempted to withdraw over €6,000 from a person's bank account in Ballyshannon area in recent days. The perpetrator was able to confirm the potential victim's correct name and address, which led them to believe it was a genuine call. On this occasion, the withdrawal was stopped in time. Garda Clare Rafferty spoke on today's 9 till noon show and issued this advice.
One of our callers reported that they tried to withdraw over €6,000 from his account in the Ballyshannon district within the past few days. Thankfully, it was stopped in time, but it's so easy done. They were persistent. They kept bringing him, and they had a lot of his details as well. They seemed to log in, get your details, and that's what makes people believe them then. So even if they know your personal details, don't trust it. And that's what made him think they were genuine then. So they're constantly thinking up new ways to swindle people out of their hard-earned money. Don't make life easy for them. Never provide personal details or bank details over the phone by text message or by email. Never download an app at the request of a caller, regardless of who they say they are. Should you receive a similar type of call and you are in fact a customer of the company named by the caller, just hang up and contact the company yourself and verify directly with them if it's a legitimate call. Mm-hmm. And if you're not a customer of the company, then just hang up. If you think you may have fallen victim to this or any other type of scam, contact your bank immediately.
Donegal County Council is seeking expressions of interest for a new enterprise building in Burton Port. The first phase of the Burton Port Harbour redevelopment is currently under construction, while a second phase includes the construction of a new harbour users building and enterprise building. Donna Marie Doherty has more.
The enterprise building at Burton Port Harbour is being developed to provide opportunities for employment and entrepreneurship. The 271 square metre building includes a kitchenette, toilets and storage areas. Donegal County Council say detailed designs for building layout are being prepared by the project architect, with expressions of interest feeding into the design process. Construction is estimated to be complete by early 2024. Objectives set out for the Burton Port Enterprise Building include the creation of employment opportunities, stimulation of entrepreneurship to support economic development, thereby strengthening the sustainability of the rural community in the area, attraction of increased footfall to the harbour area, and the avoidance of any displacement. EOI proposals must be submitted by 4 p.m. Friday, September 23rd, 2022.
A man has been arrested and a number of items seized following the search of two properties in Derry last night. The 40-year-old was arrested under the Terrorism Act and taken to the Serious Crime Suite at Musgrave Police Station for questioning. Detective Inspector Corrigan says the search and subsequent arrest is part of an investigation into the activities of the INLA in the Northwest. A mobile phone was seized during one of the searches, and police are appealing to anyone with information to contact detectives on 101. Britain's King Charles has been in Northern Ireland on his first trip to the north in his new role. He attended a memorial service for his mother at St Anne's Cathedral in Belfast. President Michael D. Higgins, Taoiseach Micheál Martin and Foreign Affairs Minister Simon Coveney also attended. The head of the Catholic Church praised the Queen as being part of the reconciliation of the island. Earlier, King Charles met political leaders at Hillsborough Castle in County Down.
It is fitting that we should meet at Hillsborough, which my mother knew so well, and in whose beautiful rose garden she always took such pleasure.
A man has been hospitalised after being assaulted in Stranorlar. The man was walking along Meeting House Street on Wednesday last at around 8:10 p.m. when he was set upon by another man. Gardaí say the injuries sustained are believed to be non-life-threatening. Garda Claire Rafferty is appealing to anyone with information into the assault to come forward.
So we appeal to anyone who may have witnessed the assault itself to contact us, and we also appeal to anyone who is travelling along that busy stretch of road, Meeting House Street Road to Letterkenny out of Stranorlar, between 8 p.m. and 8:20 p.m. And anyone who had dash cam footage, please make it available to us so we can check it out. Yep. If anyone has any relevant information they wish to pass on in relation to this incident, they could contact Letterkenny on 074-9167-100.
The chief executive of the Killybegs Fishermen's Organisation has warned that fishermen are in a dire situation due to ongoing fuel crisis. It's now costing around 70% more to fuel a fishing trawler to remain at sea. Sean O'Donoghue says around half of the members' gross earnings are now going on fuel. He is calling on the government to act swiftly to rectify the absence of a fuel support package for fishermen.
We're in a dire situation, and it isn't just, to be fair, it isn't just in Killybegs or Greencastle or any of the ports in Donegal. This is right around the coast. We have seen a 70% increase in the fuel prices for fishing vessels since the Ukraine war on the 24th of February. And to put it in simple terms, consistently over the last few months, the boats are paying €1.05 for a litre of marine diesel. And to be economic, the break-even point is about 60 cents per litre. So there is no way in the wide earthly world the fleet can continue to operate at such huge losses in terms of going fishing. So we need support, and the other member states that are fishing in the same waters with us have given their fishing fleet support to date, and we want a level playing field, and we want it now.
A greater emphasis has been placed on renewable energy to lower the impact of cuts on agricultural emissions. That's according to Environment Minister Eamon Ryan, who's speaking at a joint Oireachtas committee today. Ryan has referenced a ramp up in offshore energy and green hydrogen production in achieving Ireland's emission targets. Minister Ryan says his department looked at alternatives to a proposed 30% cut in agricultural emissions before opting for the 25% cut.
I suppose it was in response as much as anything else as well to the concern people saying, well, if agriculture is not going to go to the upper end of its ceiling, 30%, how do you close some of the gap? And it was appropriate in my mind for us to look in the energy sector for some an answer to that question.
Questions have been raised over a delay in installing an odour control eliminator at Bungcranna's treatment plant. The stench is said to have been exacerbated during the recent spells of good weather. Councillor Raina Donaghy says businesses are being impacted by the smell and that this is simply unacceptable.
We've been waiting on that for some time now. It's absolutely necessary that we have that put in place. It was to be put in quarter three of this year. Now, with the hot weather and the lovely weather that we had there for the past month, you could really get that odour down around that part where the treatment plant is. And we have hotels, B&Bs, pub there, school there, everything. And it really needs to be expedited and the work done on it. There's a number of complaints this year in particular about the odours that are coming from it. And that whole treatment system needs to be upgraded. And as well as that, we need the main sewer from Cockhull into Bungcranna. We need that done as well. And the pumping station at Westbrook, because that pumping station at Westbrook is causing a lot of the problems that are happening in Ladies Bay. And if that underground tank was put in, it would, especially in heavy rain and that, it would make a huge difference. So I was asking that work be done and done as quickly as possible.
It's almost 13 minutes past five. We're going to take a short break now, but we'll be back with sport right after these.
Can I get two specials, please? One sourdough and Caesar salad. And by the way, I'm 12 weeks pregnant.
Yes, Chef!
We don't always know who's at risk from COVID-19 and other viruses, but we do know how to protect them. Keep hands clean and wear a mask. Let fresh air in, get vaccinated, and stay at home if you are unwell. From the HSC. For us all.
Keep out the cold, cold, cold this winter and ring Fleming for their full range of garage doors, agri doors, insulated doors, milking parlour doors. Fleming, 91 48 234.
Tourism businesses have a brand new mark of employer excellence. Driven by the employee's voice, the Employer Excellence Programme recognises employers who consistently create better workplaces for their employees. Attract and retain top talent. Shine the spotlight on your business. The Employer Excellence Programme. Learn more at fallterireland.ie.
Buying or moving home can be a strange mixture of excitement and stress. So the last thing you need is worrying about conveyancing. Time to call McElhenney & Associates. They'll move that property transaction along swiftly, make sure everything's in order, and prevent any nasty surprises. Residential, commercial, leasing, or voluntary transfer, call today on 074-917-5989 or find us online. We'll do the paperwork, you do the wallpaper. McElhenney & Associates Solicitors, Dunorner. How can we help?
Inishowen Credit Union has recently launched Cultivate, an agricultural loan at only 6.55%, APR 6.75%. Call any of their four offices for more information or to make an appointment. Inishowen Credit Union, Buncrana, Carndonagh, Moville and Muff, supporting local farmers. Inishowen Credit Union is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.
Mr. Blue Sky. The EuroMillions jackpot is an estimated €145 million. Play responsibly in store, in app, or at lottery.ie. The National Lottery. It could be you.
At Abbott, a global healthcare company, we are dedicated to helping people live more fully while providing our employees the opportunity to build a career with a purpose and live their own best lives. Now you can join us to shape the future of diabetes care in our Donegal location. 1 in 10 people around the world live with diabetes, and our operations in Donegal will help people worldwide manage their health more effectively and comfortably. We are looking for engineering, quality, medical device manufacturing and other science-based professionals that want to be part of this exciting opportunity. Make your next career move today by visiting jobs.abbott/Donegal or visit us on Facebook or LinkedIn. Abbott, we build careers and change lives too.
Highland Sports is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure, Letterkenny. Find everything you need to kick off your fitness journey at michaelmurphysports.ie.
Welcome back to Highland Radio News. It's over now to Kenny Harkin for all the latest in sport.
Thanks, Emma. We'll start with soccer, and Derry City have the chance to close the gap on SSE Airtricity Premier Division leader Shamrock Rovers to a point tonight. Sligo Rovers are the visitors to the Ryan McBride Brandywell Stadium. Kickoff is 7:45 as the North West sides play the first of two matches still left between them this season. The original fixture was postponed owing to the bit of Reds' involvement in Europe, but it's the home side who are currently closing in on European qualification this year. The Candy Stripes will be looking for a fourth win on the bounce when they take on their neighbours, and they've also been unbeaten in their last 11 league games. Kieran Call's injury on Friday night's game saw it stopped for 15 minutes in the first half. Although the left back's recovering well, he'll miss tonight's match. Well, action resumes in England tonight for the first time since the death of Queen Elizabeth. Matt Doherty is once again on the Tottenham bench for this evening's Champions League Group D game away to Sporting. Ben Davis replaces Clément Longley in the only change from last week's win over Marseille. Kickoff in Lisbon is 5:45. And Liverpool legend Kenny Dalglish has urged the club's fans to honour the moment's silence in honour of Queen Elizabeth tonight. Their Champions League Group A game with Ajax will be Liverpool's first outing since the monarch's death. Liverpool fans have frequently booed the playing of the British national anthem in recent years. Kickoff there tonight is at 8 o'clock. At the same time in Group C, there's a blockbuster meeting of Bayern Munich and Barcelona. And the Championship returns after the weekend's postponements this evening with early pace setters Sheffield United at Swansea. Burnley are 4 points further back ahead of their Lancashire derby away to Preston, as are Watford, who visit Blackburn. Elsewhere, Middlesbrough play Cardiff, Hull City they're up against Stoke, and Huddersfield play Wigan. And there's a busy programme of ties in the Irish League Cup tonight. Derryview, they make the trip to play Premier Division Coleraine. Institute, they're away to Glentoran. Limavady United, they play host to Newry City. And Dungannon Swifts, they have home advantage against Queen's University. Those matches all kick off at 7:45. In some other news, Scotland captain Andy Robertson has been left out of the squad for this month's Nations League games with the Republic of Ireland and Ukraine. The fullback's Liverpool manager Jurgen Klopp revealed yesterday that Robertson suffered a knee injury in their defeat to Napoli. Scotland manager Steve Clarke has recalled Arsenal's Kieran Tierney and Newcastle winger Ryan Fraser. In ladies' news, Galway United say they'll begin a dialogue with all stakeholders to retain a Galway presence in the Women's National League. At the weekend, Galway announced that they would not be able to field a senior team next season. Today, Galway United's owners have expressed their commitment to support the continuation of women's football at both senior and underage levels in Galway. In Gaelic games, Mickey Graham has added James Burke to his management team in Cavan. Burke previously worked under James Horan in his native Mayo. Graham was ratified for a further 2 years at a county board meeting last night. In rugby, Ireland A will face the All Blacks 15 at the RDS on Friday, November the 4th. The game will follow a three-match tour to South Africa for an emerging Ireland squad, which starts at the end of this month. Irish head coach Andy Farrell said that the All Blacks will give another opportunity for some players to sample international rugby ahead of next year's World Cup. Meanwhile, Leinster, they've confirmed the addition of Declan D'Arcy to their backroom team. The ex-Dublin and Leitrim footballer will be the province's new performance coach. D'Arcy was also part of Jim Gavin's backroom team with the Dubs, and Leinster head coach Leo Cullen says that experience will be vital.
He's a wealth of experience, Dec. So some of the work he'll do with the individuals, you know, so that observation, so, you know, coaches are very much in the moment, but it's like, it's who's taking that view from the sidelines. And Dec has a huge amount of experience, as we touched on, so I think he's a really, really important addition for us.
Finally, this evening in boxing, a long-awaited all-British boxing bout between Tyson Fury and Anthony Joshua looks to have moved a step closer. Joshua's management team say they've accepted terms for a fight with the current WBC heavyweight champion. The pair are expected to face off on the 3rd of December. That's all your sport for this evening. It's back to Emma.
Thanks, Kenny. I return to news now, and Gardaí are appealing for information about two break-ins in Donegal, one involving damage to the contents of an apartment in the Twin Towns and another involving the theft of tools from a garage of a house in Inishowen. Donald Kavanagh has more.
On Friday last, September 9th, Gardaí say just before 8pm, three men with their faces covered and wearing dark clothing entered an apartment block in Chapel Street, Stranorer. They gained entry to an apartment which had been unlocked and smashed a number of items, including a TV, a computer monitor, a PC and a bathroom window. They left a short time later on foot in the direction of Main Street. Gardaí are urging anyone who saw anything suspicious in the area around that time or who may have dash cam footage taken between 2:15 and 8:15 to come forward. Meanwhile, Gardaí in Buncrana are seeking assistance as they investigate a burglary that occurred between 6pm on Wednesday last September 7th and 10:15 the following morning at a house in Glebe, Fawn. An unlocked garage at the house was entered and tools were taken, including two orange STIHL hedge cutters, a number of sets of vice grips, screwdrivers and adjustable spanners, a handsaw, a cold chisel and a wooden hammer.
A double murder inquiry is expected to be launched into the deaths of two children in a car fire in County Westmeath. Lynn Agar survived this blaze, but her 5-year-old daughter Thelma and 2-year-old son Michael lost their lives. It happened on a rural road in Multifarnham last Friday afternoon. Crime correspondent with the Irish Daily Star, Michael O'Toole, says Gardaí are following a definite line of inquiry.
There's an awful lot of work still to do. We know, for example, that there are forensics tests that have been carried in the technical bureau at Garda headquarters are involved centrally in this investigation. And forensic evidence and physical evidence is really going to be crucial to this. But they are following a certain line of inquiry that the car was deliberately set on fire, and that is the focus of the investigation for the next couple of days.
To weather now, dry and sunny for the rest of today with light breezes. Tonight will be dry, it will turn cloudy in the early parts of the night. Light northwest winds, lowest temperatures of 7 to 11 degrees. And a look back on this evening's headlines. A Glenties MD councillor is warning that if new wind farm regulations are not changed, community and family conflict will be inevitable. A provision that allowed councils to declare scenic areas exempt is now being withdrawn, and councillor Marie-Therese Gallagher says if this isn't challenged, areas such as El Erigal and Maharwardi could face applications. She says the council must do everything it can to fight this. The Taoiseach has rolled back on reports that maintained he was against free school transport. Leo Varadkar says he doesn't think its introduction was a mistake, but there is a case to be made for nominal charges. It comes as some children in Donegal are still waiting for a place on the school bus this year, almost 2 weeks into the academic year. And it's emerged that a scammer attempted to withdraw over €6,000 from a person's bank account in the Ballyshannon area in recent days. The perpetrator was able to confirm the potential victim's correct name and address, which led them to believe it was a genuine call. On this occasion, the withdrawal was stopped in time. And Donegal County Council is seeking expressions of interest for a new enterprise building in Burtonport. The first phase of the Burtonport Harbour redevelopment is currently under construction, while the second phase includes the construction of a new harbour users building and enterprise building. That's the news for now. We'll be back with an update again at 6 o'clock. But until then, good evening. obituary notices for Tuesday evening, September 13th. The death has occurred of James Murray, 284, Ardmacairn, Ballybuffet. Remains reposing at his late residence tomorrow from 2 o'clock. Funeral leaving there on Friday at 10:30 a.m. for Requiem Mass at 11 a.m. in the Church of Mary Immaculate Stranorler. Interment afterwards in Drumbow Cemetery. Family time from 2 p.m. to 10 p.m. each day and on the morning of the funeral. The death has occurred of Bridget, Patricia, Pat, Ward, Eden Infa, Glenties, and formerly Raff Farnham, Dublin. Bridget's remains will repose at Shovlin's Funeral Home, Sandfield, Ardra, from 6 p.m. this evening, with removal at 7 p.m. going to her late residence. Removal from there on Thursday going to the Church of the Holy Family, Eden Infa, for Requiem Mass at 11 a.m. with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. The death has occurred in Florida of Angela Brennan Nordahl, Nee Sweeney, formerly of Ard Crowan House, Mean Moor, Dunlow. The funeral mass will take place at the Holy Name of Jesus Catholic Church, Florida, on Thursday morning at 11 a.m. The death has taken place of Joe McNulty, 347, Ardbeathen, St Johnson, County Donegal, reposing at his late residence. Wake is private, please, from 11 p.m. to 11 a.m. and family time on the morning of the funeral. Funeral leaving his late residence tomorrow afternoon at 1:15 p.m. going to St. Bethan's Church, St. Johnson, for 2 o'clock Requiem Mass with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu, if desired, to the Irish Heart Foundation, care of any family member or Kelly's funeral directors. The death has taken place of Bridget McDermott, Nee Peoples, Braid, Lifford, County Donegal, reposing at her late residence. Funeral leaving her late residence tomorrow morning at 10:30 a.m. going to St Patrick's Church, Murlough, for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Mass can be viewed on clonleeparish.com. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu, if desired, to the Donegal Hospice, Letterkenny, care of any family member or Kelly's funeral directors. And the death has taken place of Kathleen Neeson, Nee Guthrie, 2 Glenmore Drive, Claddy, formerly of Castlefin, reposing at her home. Funeral leaving her home tomorrow morning at 10:15 a.m. for Requiem Mass in St Columba's Church, Donnyloop, at 11 a.m. Interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family flowers only, please. The Requiem Mass can be viewed live via Donnyloop Chapel YouTube page. For more details, including any family health guidelines for wakes and funerals, please go to highlandradio.com.